we weren't great on set situations as well. So that's just a recipe for, you know, for a lot, you know, the result you don't want.
Yeah, coming into this, up 3-1 in the series.
Yeah.
And up 2-1 in the third period there, you had to know they were going to, you know, come back hard.
Yeah, I can't say enough. They got a great decor that moves the puck really well and experienced as a group, and the forward contingent just, you know, relentless and, you know.
I was going to ask you, there's a lot of talk about the physicality in that PWHL.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people like to see it sort of translated to the international game. What's your feeling on that?
It would have to be a large balance of a lot of things coming into place. I believe hockey should be played organically in a physical nature, but I also think that skill players need freedom to be able to do their thing. So if you're gonna allow the physicality on the P-dub side, you better make sure that the stick work is out of the game, and interference also has to be called extremely tight, because otherwise then you're just gonna have a slugfest, and that's there's too many skilled players to inhibit, and I feel like that's already a little bit of a space that, because of the lack of, you know, being able to call interference as sort of an art form, which, you know, take it or leave it, but that slows down offense.
For sure.
So.